Pleasure with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College. An election in Panama, an election in the Dominican Republic, and darkness visible in Nicaragua. We go to Panama because it looks like a positive story. A man named Jose Raul Molino is the president-elect of Panama. And the news reports, Reuters, I trust, says that he's entertaining businessmen and transparency for his cabinet choices and looks to put Panama back on a road to prosperity after the drought of the canal, the dispute over the copper mine, and the Darien Gap. He has also said he wants to close or restrict or shut down the Darien Gap. Professor, are you surprised by Molino's good remarks about getting back to making money, especially because he's a protege, I believe, or at least certainly was a follower of Martinelli, the corrupt previous president who keeps hiding in the Nicaragua embassy? Is Molino surprising you?
Well, Molino has been happily unsurprising. I think there's a lot of attention on the angle of Ricardo Martinelli and the legal cases against him and the fact that that Molino is a close personal friend and very loyal to Martinelli. There was some emphasis on the Molino as essentially a surrogate for Martinelli. But the reality is that Molino is a very capable politician with a lot of experience in his own right. He'd previously been the security minister. He previously played a principled role back in the days of the protests against the former Nicaraguan dictator. What you have now is that coming in, whatever he does with respect to the case against Martinelli, notwithstanding, he's made some cabinet picks which are consistent with that past experience and relatively pro business, pro U.S. Kind of working class orientation. Frank Abrigo, who is his incoming security chief, again I think reflects the fact that Molino understands the security sector. Felipe Chapman, who's going to be the economy and finance minister, again has a strong business background, suggests that Panama will continue to be business friendly as it's long been as an international finance and trade hub. Javier Martinez Acha will be the foreign minister again, a very capable pick. Former police chief under Martinelli, Julio Molto, will be the new minister of trade. So really kind of across the board, I think you see a number of relatively competent kind of sensical picks, which suggests that Panama will also work to continue to have a not only pro-business, but a pro-U.S. relationship as it goes forward. Certainly, as you alluded to, one of the issues, dramatic issues for Panama is immigration. Again, 520,000 people going through the Darien Gap last year. Molino is indicated that they are looking at the possibility of strengthening border controls, maybe adding additional checkpoints, as has occurred with the United States, the sense that, uncontrolled immigration through Panama, for whatever reason, can't simply be permitted. And so something has to be done. So I think you'll continue to see steps in that regard, but that doesn't take away from the fact that that Molino has taken a pretty right, kind of common sense pro-business orientation.
Another piece of good news, and it's rare, Dominican President Luis Abinader, do I say that correctly, Abinader?
Yes.
A day after being reelected for a second term, said that he will sit down with opposition leaders to discuss a potential fiscal reform. This is all very positive, I believe, except for the fact that Dominican Republic shares an island with Haiti, which is in a catastrophe. So let's just concentrate on Abinader, because you brought him up last week saying, we don't talk about him because there's no trouble. That's to be celebrated, Professor. The Dominican Republic looks stable. Is that accurate?
It is. Abinader has actually made a lot of progress. Traditionally, there have been problems in the Dominican Republic with corruption, something that is augmented by the fact that the island of Hispaniola, which Dominican Republic shares with Haiti, is right there on a major drug route coming out of Colombia and Venezuela towards the United States, as well as potentially to Europe. During his term, Abinader has, number one, emphasized a fight against corruption. And I think to the surprise of many, because many previous leaders have also emphasized that they would do something about corruption, Abinader appointed a very gutsy, no-nonsense attorney general who has at least made some significant inroads against that endemic corruption. In addition, of course, the Dominican Republic economy, which was badly hurt during COVID-19, has continued to grow under a very pro-business orientation. It's expected to grow 5.1% this year. In the past two decades, its average growth has been 5% a year, which again makes it one of the most dynamic economies of the region. You have, things are relatively functional. There's a sense that the transparency of institutions in the legal framework is getting better. So again, not surprisingly,
Abinader, 30 seconds, Evan, go ahead.
Abinader, who has 70% approval in the polls, has won by something like 60% over his two previous rivals. So again, I think it's a positive reflection by the Dominican people on what appears to be working and with things getting better. And that's nice to see, at least in the part of the region.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, celebrating the successful election in the Dominican Republic, the successful election in Panama. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,